This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the 3-second pause to stop a difficult conversation from spiraling out of control. One micro-intervention that keeps hard talks on track when emotions spike. In short, a difficult conversation does not fall apart because of what is said. It falls apart because of what is said in the wrong second by someone who never had the chance to choose their words. The 3-second pause interrupts the brain's reactive cycle before it takes over. 4 structured frameworks give you a system to apply the pause and stay grounded. Used together, they turn the most charged moments of a difficult conversation into something productive. Definition: the 3-second pause is a micro-intervention technique used in difficult conversations where you deliberately wait 3 seconds before responding when emotions spike. It interrupts the amygdala hijack and creates space for rational thinking to re-engage before words cause lasting damage. You are sitting across from a colleague, and the conversation is going reasonably well until it is not. They say something that lands wrong. Your chest tightens. Your jaw sets. The words forming in your throat are not the ones you would choose with a clear head. You know this, somewhere beneath the heat of the moment. But the moment is moving fast, and instinct is already reaching for the controls. In difficult conversations, that is exactly where things break down, not in the planning, not in the structure, but in the seconds between hearing something and responding to it. In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the 3-second pause as one of the most powerful tools available during a difficult conversation. It sounds almost embarrassingly simple. Wait 3 seconds. That is it. But what happens inside those 3 seconds, and what you put around them, is what this article is about. Drawing from Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, I will walk you through 4 frameworks that make the pause work in practice, show you how to choose the right one for the moment you're in, and give you the script to go with them. Why instinct fails you at the worst possible moment. Here is the truth of it. When a difficult conversation starts to heat up, your brain does not ask for your permission. The amygdala, the part of the brain responsible for threat detection, fires first. It floods your system with cortisol and adrenaline before your rational mind even has a chance to assess the situation. I call this the amygdala hijack in Chapter 5, and it is not a metaphor. It is a real neurological event that strips away your carefully prepared words and replaces them with your worst default defensiveness, attack, or withdrawal. Most of us have felt this. You say something you immediately regret. You interrupt before the other person finishes. You go quiet when you should speak, or you speak when you should stay quiet. These are not character flaws. They are what happens when pressure outpaces preparation. A framework, as I write and say it right every time, is your compass. It is a simple, memorable, and repeatable system that you can rely on when your instincts fail. The frameworks below are not theoretical. They are tools I have tested for decades in rooms where the conversations were genuinely hard. The 4 frameworks that make the 3-second pause work. Each of these frameworks addresses a different moment or dimension of a difficult conversation. They work independently, and they work together. Learn all 4. Over time, you will know which one to reach for without thinking. Framework 1. The 3-second pause. What it is. A micro-intervention that interrupts the reactive cycle by creating a deliberate 3-second gap between hearing something and responding to it. Designed for any moment in a difficult conversation when you feel the urge to react before you've thought. Especially useful when someone says something that triggers defensiveness, anger, or the impulse to shut down. How it works. Number 1. Notice the spike. Feel the physical signal: tightening chest, rising voice, clenching jaw. These are your cue to pause, not to speak. Number 2. Count to 3, internally. Not a theatrical silence, just a private beat. Breathe once if you need to. Number 3. Use a bridging phrase. Say something neutral that signals you heard the other person. Let me think about that for a second, or I hear you. This keeps the conversation alive while your rational mind catches up. Number 4. Choose your response. Now that the hijack has been interrupted, respond with the words you would choose, not the ones your nervous system chose for you. When to use it. The moment you feel the urge to react rather than respond. Especially effective when receiving critical feedback, when your judgment is challenged, or when a conversation begins to loop. When not to use it. It is not a tool for stalling or avoiding. Do not use it to buy time when you have nothing of substance to say. That reads as evasion, and it will damage trust. Example: Your manager says your report was below the standard expected. Your first internal reaction is to defend yourself. You feel it coming. Instead, you pause 3 seconds. You say, I hear you. Can I ask what specifically fell short? Now you are in a conversation. Without the pause, you are in a fight. Eamon's note. I have watched people lose relationships, promotions, and years of trust in the seconds they fail to pause. 3 seconds is not weakness. It is the most disciplined thing you can do in the hardest moment. Framework 2. The core framework. What it is. A 4-pillar master system for navigating difficult conversations built on clarity, openness, respect, and empathy, applied in sequence. I cover this in full detail in Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, designed for any difficult conversation that requires sustained structure from opening to close. The 3-second pause fits inside the openness pillar. You cannot be genuinely open to what someone is saying if you react before you hear them. How it works. Number 1. Clarity. Before the conversation, get clear on your core message, your desired outcome, and your motivation. One sentence for each. If you cannot state your core message in a single sentence, you are not ready to speak. Number 2. Openness. Enter the conversation prepared to receive, not just to deliver. Use the 3-second pause here. When the other person speaks, genuinely take it in before you respond. Number 3. Respect. Deliver your truth with care. Focus on behavior, not character. Say this report was incomplete rather than you're careless. The difference is enormous. Number 4. Empathy. Acknowledge the other person's experience. Not to agree with it, but to show you understand it. This is what I describe as connect before you correct. When to use it. As your default structure for any planned difficult conversation, performance issues, conflict resolution, sensitive feedback. When not to use it. It requires some preparation. For a conversation that erupts without warning, wait for the 3-second pause first, then apply core once you've stabilized the moment. Example. You need to address a colleague's repeated lateness. Clarity. This affects the team's morning briefings, and I need it to change. Openness. You listen when they explain a family situation. Respect. You focus on the behavior, not their character. Empathy. You acknowledge the difficulty before proposing a solution. Eamon's note. The core framework is not a script. It is a sequence. Follow the order. Jumping to respect before you've been genuinely open is where most of us get tripped up. You can read more about staying grounded during tense conversations with the core framework. Framework 3. The Clarity Checklist. What it is. A 5-item pre-conversation preparation tool that ensures you enter a difficult conversation with your core message, desired outcome, supporting points, personal motivation, and listening readiness all in place. Designed for the preparation phase. The failure point in most difficult conversations is not the conversation itself. It is that the person who started it did not know what they actually wanted from it. How it works. Number 1. Core message. What is the single most important thing you need to say? Write it in one sentence. Number 2. Desired outcome. What does a successful conversation look like at the end? Make it specific, realistic, and actionable. Not I want things to be better, but I want us to agree on a new process for submitting work by Friday. Number 3. Supporting points. What 2 or 3 specific examples or facts support your core message? Not a list of grievances. 2 or 3 concrete, recent, relevant points. Number 4. Personal motivation. Why does this matter to you? Knowing this keeps you grounded when the conversation gets uncomfortable. Number 5. Listening readiness. Are you genuinely prepared to hear something that challenges your view? If not, you're not ready to have this conversation. When to use it? For any planned difficult conversation, think of it as the preparation you do before a difficult conversation, the way a surgeon scrubs in before an operation. Non-negotiable. When not to use it. You cannot run to a full checklist in a spontaneous conflict. That is where the 3-second pause does its work alone. Example. Before addressing a team member's defensive reactions to feedback, you complete the checklist. Core message. Your defensive responses in feedback sessions are preventing your growth. Desired outcome. You commit to staying in the conversation when feedback is hard. Supporting points. 3 specific recent examples. Motivation. You genuinely want this person to succeed. Eamon's note. The clarity checklist has saved me from conversations I was not ready to have. When I could not answer item 5 with an honest yes, I waited. That waiting has never once made things worse. Framework 4. The empathy bridge. What it is. A A technique of acknowledging the other person's feelings or situation before delivering a difficult message, designed to lower defensiveness and invite collaboration rather than conflict. Designed for the opening moments of a difficult conversation, particularly when you know the other person is likely to feel criticized, threatened, or cornered. How it works. Number 1. Name what you observe. I can see this is frustrating for you. I know this isn't easy to hear. You are not agreeing with their position. You are acknowledging their experience. Number 2. Separate the person from the problem. This is about the work, not about you as a person. Signal safety. It lowers the fight or flight response before it builds. Number 3. State your positive intent. My goal here is to find a way forward that works for both of us. This is not softening. This is building the psychological safety that makes honest conversation possible. Number 4. Then deliver your message. Once the bridge is built, your words land differently. The other person is listening, not defending. When to use it? When you can see that the other person is already emotionally primed before the conversation begins. Also powerful when emotions spike mid-conversation, used in combination with the 3-second pause. When not to use it? If the bridge feels formulaic or insincere, it will backfire. Do not use it if you cannot genuinely mean what you are saying, and do not use it as a preamble to a character attack. That destroys trust permanently. Example: a colleague has been underperforming, and you know they are under personal pressure. Before addressing the performance issue, you say, "I know things have been difficult lately, and I want to say that this conversation comes from a place of wanting to support you, not put you on the spot." Then you address the work. The conversation stays human. Ingman's note: emotions are not the enemy of a good conversation. They are a vital part of it. That is a line from Say It Right Every Time, and I believe it more now than when I first wrote it. The empathy bridge is how you honour that truth in practice. If you are navigating feedback that has triggered a defensive reaction, see also how to use the core framework to stay calm when feedback triggers defensiveness. Which framework fits the moment you are in? Not every difficult conversation is the same. Here is a quick guide to help you choose. Situation framework to reach for first. Emotion spike mid-conversation, 3-second pause. Planning a formal difficult conversation clarity checklist, then core framework. The other person arrives already defensive empathy bridge first, then core. Spontaneous conflict without preparation, 3-second pause, then empathy bridge. Feedback that risks triggering a reaction empathy bridge into core. Conversation beginning to loop or escalate, 3-second pause, then restate your core message. The 3-second pause is the foundation. Every other framework works better when you are not operating from a reactive state. Think of the pause as the tool you apply first, and the others as the structure you build around it once the reactive heat has dropped. For conversations that are already fracturing team dynamics, the deal method for resolving team conflict pairs well with the core framework once immediate tension is managed. And if a difficult conversation is happening inside a meeting, handling conflict during meetings will give you additional context for that specific environment. What goes wrong when people try to use these frameworks? Knowing a framework and using it under pressure are two different skills. Here are the errors I have watched people make most often. The mistake: trying to run through the clarity checklist inside the conversation itself. Why it happens: people confuse preparation tools with in-the-moment tools. What to do instead? Complete the clarity checklist before you sit down. During the conversation, your only job is to listen and respond. The preparation lives in your body, not on a piece of paper. The mistake: using the empathy bridge as a cushion to avoid delivering the difficult message. Why it happens: the bridge feels kind, so people stay on it too long. What to do instead? Build the bridge, then cross it. The difficult message must still be delivered clearly. Connect before you correct does not mean connect instead of correct. A mistake: using the 3-second pause once and then abandoning it when the conversation heats up again. Why it happens: people treat it as a reset button rather than a recurring practice. What to do instead? Apply the pause every time the spike happens. A conversation can escalate and de-escalate several times. Each escalation is a new cue to pause. The mistake: skipping the openness step in core and moving straight to respect and empathy. Why it happens: openness feels passive. People want to get to the active parts. What to do instead? Openness is not passive. It requires you to genuinely receive what the other person says before you respond. Without it, the rest of core is performance, not communication. For situations where one voice is dominating and shutting down honest exchange. See how to deal with dominant voices in a discussion. And if arguments are escalating inside meetings specifically, de-escalating arguments during meetings offers targeted guidance. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts with those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Building fluency over the next 30 days. You will not master these frameworks in one conversation. That is not failure. That is how every durable skill is built. Here is a realistic plan. In the first week, practice only the 3-second pause. Find 3 moments each day where you would normally react quickly and pause instead. Do not change anything else yet. Just build the habit of noticing the spike and creating the gap. You will be surprised how hard this is. You will also be surprised how much it changes things. In the second week, add the clarity checklist before any planned conversation that feels uncomfortable. Do not use it for spontaneous exchanges. Use it for the conversation you have been putting off, the one that matters, the one where you want to do it right. In the third and fourth weeks, bring in the empathy bridge and core. Apply core to one full conversation and review it afterwards. Where did you skip openness? Where did you forget respect? The review is where the learning happens. You will find that how the 3-second pause stops tension escalation becomes easier to apply once the habit is built through this kind of deliberate practice. Consistency is what turns these from tools you know into tools you trust. As I write and say it right every time, this consistency allows you to practice, to learn, and to improve. It turns communication from a mysterious art into a learnable skill. The conversation you have been avoiding. There is a conversation most people reading this are already thinking about. Someone at work, an issue that has been building for weeks, maybe months. You have rehearsed it in your head and put it off because you did not trust yourself to handle it well. You have the tools now. The 3-second pause gives you the space. The clarity checklist gives you the preparation. The empathy bridge gives you the opening. The core framework gives you the structure to carry it through. What you need is the courage to start. This much I know for certain: the conversation you avoid does not disappear. It grows roots and becomes harder to move. The frameworks in this article, drawn from chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, are not a guarantee that the conversation will go perfectly. Nothing is. But they give you a clear, direct, repeatable system that you can reach for the moment things get hard. And that is worth more than any amount of natural talent. The 3-second pause is where it all begins. One breath, 3 seconds, and the choice to respond rather than react. Frequently asked questions. What is the 3-second pause in a difficult conversation? The 3-second pause is a micro-intervention where you deliberately wait 3 seconds before responding when emotions spike during a difficult conversation. It interrupts the brain's reactive cycle, reduces the risk of saying something damaging, and gives you time to choose your next words with care. Why does a 3-second pause work when a conversation is escalating? When emotions spike, the brain's amygdala fires before rational thinking kicks in. The 3-second pause creates just enough distance to let your prefrontal cortex re-engage. That small gap is the difference between a response you chose and a reaction you regret. How do you use the 3-second pause without looking strange or evasive? Pair the pause with a brief acknowledgement such as, "Let me think about that for a second," or "I hear you." This signals that you are listening, not still mulling. The pause reads as considered, not cold, when your body language stays open and your gaze stays steady. When should you use the 3-second pause in a workplace conversation? Use it the moment you feel your chest tighten, your voice rise, or the urge to interrupt take hold. It is especially valuable when receiving critical feedback, when a colleague challenges your judgment, or when a conversation begins to loop without resolution. What is the difference between the 3-second pause and avoiding the conversation? The pause keeps you in the conversation. Avoidance removes you from it. The pause is an active choice to stay present and respond well. Avoidance is a passive retreat that leaves the underlying issue unresolved and often makes the next conversation harder. How does the 3-second pause connect to the core framework? The 3-second pause is the practical engine of the openness pillar in the core framework. Openness requires you to receive what the other person is saying before you respond. The pause creates the physical, a and mental space to do exactly that, especially when what you hear is difficult. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.